This is Cindy. May I help you?
You hung up on me again.
Yes, I did.
Who's your supervisor?
My supervisor's name is Linda, and the department that handles calls above me
is Linda there?
Affairs Department. Would you
I'm not
going to
talk to him. I want to talk to Linda. I want to talk to Linda.
Would you like me to transfer you to our Consumer Affairs Department?
No. You can transfer me to Linda.
Okay. I can transfer you to the Consumer Affairs Department if you'd like.
No, transfer me to Linda.
Okay. Chris, if you want to take this
part. Why are you refusing to transfer me to your supervisor?
I can transfer you
You're
to
incompetent. You're being rude. You refuse to answer my questions. I want to speak to your supervisor.
Okay.
And you're refusing.
I'm going to go ahead and transfer you to our Consumer Affairs
Department. No, you're not.
If you like. If not, then I'm going to disconnect the call.
Why are you refusing to transfer me to your supervisor?
Would you like to speak to our Consumer Affairs Department, or would you
No,
like
I want to talk to your supervisor.
Okay.
I want to talk to your supervisor.
I'm going to go ahead and disconnect the call.
I will call back.
And I'm going to advise you right now, should you call back, I'm going to put a note on your account that you need to speak to our Consumer Affairs Department, or that, you know, all communications from this point further need to be in writing. Okay, because, Chris, none of our representatives need to be subjected to this type of treatment.
Well, when your representatives refuse to transfer me to the supervisor...
I'm going to go ahead and note that on the account that any further communication with you, Chris, from you, Chris, needs to be done with Questar in writing. All right? Thank you, and you have a good day.